with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back. It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking about jumping into your freezer and looking around. In this,
hey, where'd she come from?
Right, yeah, 80-degree weather. It's one of the coolest places in your house. No, Bob and I both have chest freezers. And I tell you what, this was what we did about 3 weeks ago is – I have a problem. It's just Lisa and I. You feed a lot more people, Bob, than I do. But it's generally just Lisa and I. Maybe the kids will come over once every 3-4 weeks. But I end up buying stuff in bulk and vac sealing it and putting it in there, and it starts to stack up.
Yeah.
And you lose that bottom half that you can't see. You don't know what's in there anymore.
Right. And that's why, Stan, you'll have to be corrected here. I do not have a chest freezer. Oh. I have an upright.
Okay.
And mine's old school, so it's not self-defrosting. I really don't get freezer burn. One of the things I wanted to talk about was freezer burn because sometimes there's so much food in mine that one of the kids or my wife or me will not know that the door didn't shut well. And after 2 or 3 days, there's this giant snow. It looks like a blizzard hit it. The door was left open a little bit.
Right.
That's what happens if you fill it too much. Yeah. And I'm a glutton, so I fill it too much.
Yep.
I need to throw things away more.
So we got organized, and it's actually working out pretty good. I'm only 3 weeks in, but we went out there and took everything out of the chest freezer. And mine, I don't think, is auto defrosting either because it gets frost. If you, again, same thing. But we did an inventory. I got 3 or 4 coolers out, and it was only out of there. All the stuff was only out of there maybe 10 minutes, right? We dumped it all out and then organized it by protein type and then put it all back in. And but we kept a spreadsheet of it, and we stuck it on the refrigerator, and we're just checking stuff off as we take it out, and as we buy more, we're adding it on.
I think if you could get some cool drop-in racks that went about halfway down that kind of cradled it, that went in there so you could pull some of it out to see what's in the bottom, it'd be a lot easier.
Right.
Because midsummer, you're trying to find those loin you have.
Right.
And after 5 minutes, you can't feel your fingers because you're pulling frozen meat out.
Right.
Anyway, so what happens to a lot of people is they have frost-free freezers. And what that does is the freezer actually warms up and melts the frost off the side of the freezer and then refreezes. And it drains and goes down into that pan under your freezer or refrigerator or both. And that's why you get that skunky water down there over time that looks disgusting. Well, if you pull out a piece of meat and you've got freezer damage, a lot of times people will just chuck it. But I would tell you that you can thaw it and take a look at it and take a nice, sharp, thin-bladed knife and carve that face of that muscle off and take a look at the protein below it because it might be just absolutely perfect. Chances are it is.
Right.
It's but if you do that...
defrost thing is just affects the surface.
Yeah, it's just the surface. But if you do that and it's going deeper than you think, still don't throw it away if you have dogs.
Right.
They won't notice the funky taste, okay?
Right.
They eat puppy poop. Right. So what do they know about freezer burn on beautiful ground beef?
Yeah, I'll share that with you. I had a buddy once that talked me into buying a quarter of a cow. So he gets the whole cow at his house, and he divides it up between himself and three other guys. I'm one of those three guys. Well, I happen to be the last guy that got to
pick mine
up. Let
me guess, you got too much liver?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. So I ended up with all the liver from the entire beef,
But didn't your dogs love it?
They did.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with that, is I froze it. It's beef liver. Not my favorite cut.
Just for the record, I did not sort out the liver. He's going to cry about it.
Then this cow had a 60-pound liver because I got 15 pounds of it.
It will be part of your eulogy, Randy. I will deliver it. Because I know I'm outliving you by at least 10
largest
years.
Liver in a bovine on earth.
You know, maybe they should come up with a foie gras for beef.
Yeah.
You ever have foie gras?
I got foie gras, all right.
You ever have foie
gras? But we handled it.
Have you ever had it?
What?
Foie gras?
Yeah, isn't that goose liver?
Yeah, it's inflated.
Right.
They gorge the thing.
Yeah.
And then...
No, I've not had that either. I'm not a liver guy.
I know,
the dogs ate it well, though, to the point to bring it back, yeah.
When you're at a... $300 or $400 a plate restaurant in Vegas or some fancy town where people take you out to exorbitant dinners, they're going to offer that and you're going to eat it because it's cool.
I'd try it. I'd try it. I mean, I try anything, but it's just one of those. Well,
so how long is meat safe in your freezer? What do you think?
I'm going to say, you know, we'll ask, we got Tim Sobey coming up in the next segment, and I'm going to ask him that question. But I'm saying maybe a year to 18 months.
I'll tell you what I learned in this food class I had to take for my catering license, yep. In that if your freezer is not like minus 72 degrees, your meat is still growing bacteria.
Really?
I was shocked. I'm like, you're kidding me. I can think of two-year-old meat I've eaten.
Yeah.
But I probably cooked it more thoroughly. But yeah, so it's not like wine. And even wine will go bad if you're not rotating it. It'll go bad anyway.
Right.
But it's not like wine. You can't just make it better by aging it in the freezer. That's a different way to age it than what maybe you would do with an aging machine like you have. So how long is it safe? I'm going to tell you, if it's coming up on the one-year mark, you should get your dog ready for a great week.
Yeah. You know, so if that's the case, then for me to buy a quarter beef, and it's really just Lisa and I about 85% of the time, I can't do it. I got to go to my man Sobey and buy it fresh,
yep.
and eat it as we need it kind of thing. And that's better for me. We just don't have that kind of volume.
Well, imagine the meat I go through if I get all that meat from Sobey and still have a quarter.
Yeah, right.
That's how much meat we go through.
Right.
But the place you've been there, it's like a bed and breakfast. We're constantly feeding people.
Right. Yep. But that's cool. I mean, the people are happy when they eat. That's why we do this, right? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool. Speaking of that, had a little catering event this week. And it was cool because it was a bank hosting a bunch of their potential customers, builders, you know, that refer people in.
The bank we run our business
through. Yeah, yeah, yep, yep. And we can say it. You know, it's Old National Bank. They're good people. But anyway, I catered a little get-together for them on Thursday night. They wanted everything on a skewer because it was a walk-around type thing, right? They didn't want to sit down. It was just a casual couple-hour thing. But it was cool because I made bacon-wrapped shrimp, but you had to pre-cook the bacon. And then I did a shrimp wrapped in bacon, a piece of pineapple, a shrimp wrapped in bacon, and I pre-cooked. Yeah, I didn't pee on anything. I pre-cooked the bacon to about 75% done so that when you put it on the grill, it didn't overcook. And then I basted it in a Hawaiian sauce, just pineapple and other fruit juice to finish off of the glaze. And I did those chicken kebabs and beef kebabs, and the shrimp were by far the best one to do. But I just wanted to throw that out there because the shrimp were frozen and they came from my freezer, but they were only in there like a month before I used them. But
freeze seafood like that, they use flash freezers.
Uh-huh.
You know, that just like the fruits. If you look at Southwestern Michigan, there are some giant producers down there that do blueberries, corn, all sorts of stuff. And they have these giant blast freezers and that stuff goes in there with like super cold temperature and it freezes like in seconds.
Yeah.
And that's how you make it nice.
Right. Yep. And it was, everything was fun. But anyway, coming up next, we've got our board of director member, Mr. Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats in Remembrance Drive in Grand Rapids. And he's going to join us and talk a little bit about stuff in your freezer and how he would prepare it when it comes out. So you're not going to want to miss this. This guy is a wealth of knowledge about proteins and we're going to have him as our guest.
Stick with us. And he's funny.